You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed by the show host, their guests, and individuals that call into the shows are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Eurofolk Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the Greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. Years we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround his holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and today's sermon is entitled Legitimizing Evil. A lot of that going on today. I'm going to be reading from the book of John, chapter 15, beginning in verse 18. Now, the word for world here is cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S, and it is Greek 2889, and it means the order of arrangement. Okay, and this will all tie in. Please be patient. Verse 18. This is Yeshua speaking. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before you. All right, that's the order of arrangement. Now, whose order of arrangement is that? That is the Satan order of arrangement, the adversary, our enemy. Because his order of arrangement is established right now. Okay? Verse 19. If you were of the world, in other words, his order of arrangement, the Satan's, the world would love its own. Okay? The order of arrangement, the governmental structure, the banking structure, all of that, would love its own. But because you are not of the world, that's the satanic order of arrangement, but I chose you out of the world, the satanic order of arrangement, for that reason, the world, that's a satanic order of arrangement, hates you. Now, this is the system of governments, plural, in all the countries, because the prince in power of the air is currently raging like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Evil is holding sway right now, okay? Here is verse 20 of chapter 15. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they shall persecute you too. Okay, we see that going on in today's order of arrangement. Pardon me, I need to cough and get a drink of coffee. I don't know why I have a little lung congestion. There's a big storm here. The storm system's been going through. It's going to go through all week. And has me a little plugged up here with sinuses, etc. That's normal. They shall persecute you too, aren't they? They are heavily engaged in that. Right now, defunding all the Patriot sites, putting out all kinds of slander, attack, 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 attack. Continuing on in verse 20, if they have guarded my word, they would guard yours too. In other words, if you're witnessing and telling the world of Yahweh's rule system, they would, if they were righteous, they would protect what you are doing. But they're not righteous, so they attack us. Okay, when we preach the truth of the gospel, they try to destroy that. Verse 21. But all this they shall do to you because of my name, the name of Yeshua, okay? Because they do not know him who sent me. They don't worship Yahweh. Yahweh is not their God. Their God is Halel. They are devil worshipers, the ones that are behind all of this, that are paying, even paying Israelites to do evil, okay? If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He told these people the truth. And once you hear the truth, you can't unhear it. So they're stuck. All right, verse 23. Pay close attention to this one. He who hates me hates my Father as well. Now, who does the adversary's children hate? They hate Yahweh. They hate Yeshua. They hate Yahweh's creations and his inheritance, true Israel. Okay? Verse 24. If I did not do among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have both seen and have hated both me and my Father. They hated Yeshua then. They hated Yahweh then. They hate Yeshua now. They hate Yahweh now. Verse 25. But that the word might be filled which was written in their Torah, they hated me without a cause. That's Psalm 35, verse 19, and Psalm 69, verse 4. And when the Helper comes, this is verse 26, the Helper is the Holy Spirit, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of the truth, who comes from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. Okay? The Holy Spirit bears witness of the veracity of Yeshua Messiah. Those who don't receive the Holy Spirit are blind to that. There are some people Yahweh does not want. Yahweh's not going to call everybody. Okay, this applies to the world today and what they are doing to true Israel today, and especially those of us in Israel that are preaching the word. Chapter 16, verse 2, they shall put you out of the congregations. You go to a Judeo-Christian church and you try to teach what we teach, they'll throw you out. But an hour is coming when everyone who kills you shall think he is rendering service to Elohim. Verse 3, and this they shall do to you because they did not know the Father nor me. The deception of the Judeo-Christian churches to their congregations, most of which are mixed now, they're not legitimate biblical congregations. They're a bunch of mixed bloods. And they allow the transgenders and the homosexuals and all the others in. They're not scriptural churches. They're false teachers. Okay? They persecute those of us in Christian identity because we tell the truth unadulterated. We give it all, and that upsets, that rocks their boat. Okay. As I said, the title of today's sermon is Legitimizing Evil. Name calling, labeling is the methodology that they use. They call us all kinds of names. Oh, you're a radical, you're an extremist, you have a devil, your Nazis, your haters, your racist. I mean, pick one of the many labels that they try to attach to us. Now, what does the label do? What is the purpose of the label? Well, the label, if repeated often enough, the brain-dead public will accept that label because they hear it over and over and over and over. That's their propaganda machine, all right? That label, when it becomes ingrained in the consciousness of the public, and they start referring to us by that label, will legitimize any violent action that they take against us. It makes it okay because we've been labeled. That label is an important weapon in their arsenal to legitimize the evil that they will do against Yahweh's chosen people, the true chosen people, true biblical bloodline Israel. They're fomenting war right now, okay? This is the period of time here in June 2019 when they're really ramping up. They want to get a war going with Iran and their allies. And the purpose of that is to reduce world population. Not just of white people, but of all people, to bring it down to a manageable level. Well, they will have the elite Talmudists in charge and the rest will be slaves. They are using all these tactics, all this name calling, all these lies and innuendos and false flags to foment this war, thereby legitimizing the evil that they plan to do. Now, they tell us what they want to do before they do it. That's their habit. They do that. They tell us that they want a war with Iran. They told us they wanted a war with Iraq. Well, Iran is not part of the international banking system. They're self-sufficient. They have to destroy that. They cannot have anybody independent of their dominion. They're really working hard to do that. And if they succeed in getting a war going, those of us who are not of their ilk of the Talmudists will be cannon fodder for their evil. But they seek to legitimize evil in the eyes of the populace, to lessen the resistance to their war fomentation. They've got to legitimize what they're doing. And they do that by name calling. They do that by false flags. They do that by outright lies and brainwashing by the international media that they control. They have bought everything. They have wormed their way into all the political structures of all the nations, pretty much. The Israelite nations, especially United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, I mean, Sweden, all of it. They are promoting all this illegal flood of immigration into the Israelite nations, to destabilize us, to cause a lot of physical violence against our people and further destroy the infrastructure and stability of our nations. And they use their propaganda tactics and their lies to legitimize this evil. They are word masters. They know the little trigger phrases and the little key words to use to get the public to go along with them. They have the public programmed through their programming. They call it television programming for a reason. It programs the public. I don't have a TV. They can't program me. I'm awake and aware, and I do what I can to awaken and make aware other Israelites. And I do a fair job of it. So I have an audience. People listen. More people are listening all the time. I try to present a reasonable perspective through a biblical angle. Everything's based on the Bible. That's the rule book for the world. And it gives Yahweh's rules, and it gives the machinations used by the evil adversary. It tells both what they're going to do. It tells us what they're going to do to us. It warns us. It's a warning book. They make their movies. They put future events in their fantasy movies to give us warning. And they make it so science fiction-y. Oh, man, that's really a weird idea. But they're going to try to bring it to pass later. They made movies about 9-1-1 and the buildings coming down far in advance of the building actually coming down. Well, you can't say we didn't warn you. Well, that's their reasoning. Their convoluted, perverted reasoning. You're dealing with children of the devil here, folks. You're not dealing with people like ourselves that are of Yahweh, that are Yahweh's inheritance, that have the goodness of Yahweh within us and the Holy Spirit bestowed upon us to bring us closer to the Father. They're using the adversary's reasoning and thought processes against us as weapons. And they use these words, these names that they call us, over and over and over and over and over until the names become ingrained in the thought process of the masses to legitimize their evil. Well, they got it coming. They're Nazis. They deserve whatever they get. Okay. I'm not a Nazi. I've been called a Nazi many times. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a National Socialist. I'm a Yahwist. I'm for the kingdom of Yahweh. That's the ultimate white nation. The kingdom of Yahweh. Doesn't get any better than that. I don't follow Hitler. I understand. I've listened to his speeches and I've seen all the lies. They've demonized that. They've totally perverted and convoluted all the facts about World War II. What Hitler was, who he was, what his goals were, what he accomplished, what he did for the German people before world Jewry declared war on Germany to destroy them. They also declared war on Russia because of the czars. And the Bolsheviks destroyed Russia. They killed all the czars, all their families. And they used all these excuses that they came up with to legitimize the evil there. They legitimized the evil against Germany through propaganda. They fomented war. They played Japan through economic pressures into an attack. They didn't want war with us, but they were pushed into it. And when they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with the nuclear bombs, those were Christian centers in Japan. They bombed the Christians to kill the Christians. What do they do in all of their countries where they control these countries? They persecute the Christians. Even if they're not Israelite Christians, they're Christians, Judeo-Christians, but they persecute them. And they use all these excuses and all these names and all the name-calling to legitimize their evil. They're going to do what they can today to legitimize this coming conflict that they are pushing so hard for. Now, there is resistance. A lot of people are awake. Need a little more coffee here. And people are resisting this coming conflict. Well, they're redoubling their efforts and creating false flags. They just had a couple of tankers that were empty. So-called attack by Iran. They can't prove that. There were mines on the ships. They blew the sides out and from the inside. And there were U.S. drones with anti-ship stuff flying in the area. And you can't get an accurate report because they control the news media. And they use this news media to legitimize their evil. It's not a conspiracy. A conspiracy is conspiring to do something. This is action. Okay? They're active in doing these things. It's no longer a conspiracy. These are actions. It's not a conspiracy to do. It's the actual doing. And they use their world power of false information, false flags, false news media, false stories, lies, paid off politicians, shills, duped Judeo-Christian preachers that are just in la-la land, following a cult following that the Jews are Israel when they are not. They're using all of these forces that they can muster to legitimize evil. That's the title of the sermon, Legitimizing Evil. This is the way they do it. Christ was talking in John here about the order of arrangement of the world, the cosmos. In John 3:16, it talks about the world. Let me turn back to 3:16 here. For Elohim so loved the world. This world that they're talking about here is Yahweh's order of arrangement, not the Satan's order of arrangement. He loved his order of arrangement with his inheritance, which is true Israel. Because Israel was going astray. He so loved the world, his order of arrangement, that he gave his only brought forth son, so that everyone of Israel Only Israel, who believes in him, should not perish, but possess everlasting life. Now you get the word believed here. Belief requires action to be effective. You can believe, the devils believe, and they tremble, but they don't act and live by the word, because they're devils. Okay. Verse 17 of John chapter 3. For Elohim, that's God, did not send his son, that's Yeshua, into the world, the order of arrangement, to judge the world, the order of arrangement, but that the world, the order of arrangement that he designed through him, might be saved. Because eventually we're going to go back to the original order of arrangement of Yahweh. And all this evil that's being legitimized right now is going to pass away. The tares are going to burn. Those who don't love Yahweh are going to be destroyed. I mean, it's coming. And people don't like that. They don't want to hear that there's going to be wrath coming. They want to hear, oh, he just loves everybody and everything's all right. That's not part of his order of arrangement. His order of arrangement is righteousness. And if you don't have righteousness, you don't have his order of arrangement. Right now, we don't have righteousness. We've got a mess. And I'm looking for my... the pages are so thin here, I have trouble getting to some of the books. There we go. There's where I'm at. Okay. We're talking about this legitimized evil. Well, it's legitimized now by the children of the adversary. But what's going to be the consequences of this legitimization of these evil practices? This is what's going to happen. They are afflicting us, okay? They're persecuting us. They're trying to kill us. They're doing what they can to wipe us out. They're fomenting wars to further reduce the population. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. And I have preached this over and over and over, but it keeps popping up because it's relevant to all that's going on in this world, this order of arrangement we're living in right now, which is satanic. Verse 6, since Elohim, that's God, shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, in other words, the ones that are persecuting the true Christians, those that follow Yahweh and believe in Yeshua and want to live according to the rule structure that Yahweh has laid down for his inheritance to live by, those of us that want to do that, that are being afflicted for doing that today, that are being killed all the day long by these well-meaning, deluded people. Verse 7, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. These are not warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely little cherubs like you see on the Valentine's Day cards. They're not cute. These are killer angels. All right? These are not warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely divine beings. These are warrior angels. That's what he's talking about here. He's not talking about blah, blah, blah. He's talking about the end of grace. He's talking about the wrath coming. And boy, is this unpopular in the Judeo-Christian churches. Because this delegitimizes the evil that they've been teaching. You go in the churches and you see all these freaks that are prohibited in Scripture from being in the assemblies. You see them in these Judeo-Christian churches. Because through their false doctrine, they have legitimized evil. Well, this is going to destroy that and delegitimize it. Okay. Verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim, the ones that are deluded, that are teaching evil as doctrine. Flaming fire. Does that sound warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely? It sounds mighty warm, but it's not fuzzy and touchy-feely. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey. Oh, that horrible two-letter word. Oh, you can't say that. Who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. He gave us a rule structure when he was here. He re-explained everything and made it quite clear in his teachings. But this legitimized evil goes against that. And they teach false doctrine. And it's going to take these people down with it when it's burned up. And on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength? Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, that's the remnant, that's the true Israelites that follow him, the ones that are being oppressed and killed all the day long by this legitimized evil that's ruling this order of arrangement today. And to be admired among all those who believe in that day because our witness to you was believed. Now, what are they teaching in these churches that goes against direct, deliberate opposition to the teachings of Yeshua Messiah? They are accepting all these homosexuals. Oh, you can't speak against them. That's hate speech. They are accepting mixed race couples. And it says right in Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 2, shall not come a mamzer, that's number 4464 in your Hebrew, that is a mixed blood, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. And it explained that it's a mixed breed or a mongrel person. Only pure-blooded Israel. That's exclusive. But anybody that espouses that gets tagged with all these labels by the legitimized evil. You're a racist. You're prejudiced. You're this. You're that. You're a Nazi. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. Ad nauseum. And the public is so dumbed down and they don't actually read or understand the scriptures themselves. They just listen to what the guy in the robes up on the pulpit will tell them. And he will tell them what he was taught in cemetery school and further lead them astray. And he thinks he's doing good. And he will exhort his congregation to kill us all the day long, and he thinks he's doing God a service. That's what it says in the scripture. They really, truly believe the stuff that this guy's spouting. They believe it. They're sincere. I'm not faulting their sincerity. I'm just faulting the accuracy of their beliefs. They really believe this stuff, and they're going to act on it. And who gets the brunt of that action? Who gets the violence generated by these people? Why, we do. Who are they attacking? They're attacking us. They're attacking our belief system. They're saying lies about us. They are slandering our people. They are bad-mouthing our people. They are calling names on our people. Because that is the tactic of the legitimized evil. They use those names to legitimize further evil against Yahweh's true chosen people, the true Israelites of the white race. And a lot of our people are so dumbfounded and stunned by the vehemence that's used against us that that stuns them into inaction. It paralyzes them. And the purpose of this sermon is to wake these people up, get used to being demonized by the demons. The demons are going to call you names. The demons are going to attack you. The demons are going to try to do you physical harm. They're going to try and harm you and your family, use your family against you. They're going to cut off your credit cards. They're going to fire you from your job. They're going to do all these things that persecution, that word, describes. They're going to hammer, 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 hammer on true Israel. There's a price to pay for following Yahshua in truth. There's a price to pay. That's called taking up your cross and following me, okay? Take up your stake, actually. It's staru, a stake. Because he wasn't, the cross symbol is false also. They've just twisted and perverted everything. They've introduced all kinds of different stuff in that's not in there. That story in Mark about he who cast the first stone. No, that's not in there. That was added by an evangelist. That story in Mark. It's not in there. Oh, but I've always heard. Yeah, you've always heard that. I'm sure you've always heard that. Somebody stuck that in there, and it's been exposed. It's been exposed. It was added. Same way the letter J was never in the alphabet. Never was there the word Jew. It's Yahuda, those who praise Yah. Well, they call them the Yehudim. That's a perversion of the word. They're not Judahites. They were in the land of Judea, but they were Edomites. All right. Boy. The Book of Mark. They were allowing all these people in the temple to sell stuff on the Sabbath day. Because it was in the temple, it was legitimized, even though it was wrong. It was convenient. Mark chapter 11, verse 15. And they came to Jerusalem. Yeshua, entering into the set-apart place, began to drive out those who bought and sold in the set-apart place and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those selling doves. And he did not allow anyone to carry a vessel through the set-apart place. And he was teaching, saying to them, has it not been written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? That's the Israelite nations. That's Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. And then he goes on to say, but you have made it a den of robbers. They charged interest, an interest fee on all the money changing that they did. They were usurers and Edomites. But you have made it a den of robbers. That's Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 11. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and they were seeking how to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. He was teaching the truth, and it just knocked their socks off and dared their shoes to move. They couldn't refute it. And these legitimizers of evil wanted to destroy him because of his truth-telling. Same deal today. If we follow Yeshua in truth and we teach his word in truth and we teach the law of Yahweh and the glory of Yahweh in truth, we're going to be hated and persecuted by these legitimizers of evil. Their modus operandi has never changed. Never, ever, 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 ever. They're still doing the same thing today that they were back then. It's in their DNA. They cannot change. They are what they are. They are children of the adversary, and they hate Jacob Israel. They hate us. They can't do anything else. It is what they are. They cannot change. They cannot do right. They are legitimizers of evil. They were legitimizers of evil then. They are legitimizers of evil now. We need to deal with that. Now, how to deal with that is going to be a changing situation. First of all, they want to destroy us. How do we counter that? We counter that by preparing for the hard times to come, because they're fomenting this conflict over Iran. They're trying to legitimize that. We need to be able to counter that by having food and water and medicine and storage for the hard times. Now, yes, Yahweh is going to send his avenging angels, his mighty messengers, as I read in Thessalonians. But until then, we're going to need to protect ourselves. He didn't say lay down and just let these people just kill you. The disciples were special people. They were the 12. They had special rules. They were to turn the other cheek. But to us, he said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. That means be able to defend yourself and your family and your food supply and your water supply and your medical supply. You're going to have to defend yourselves. Because until the messengers return, until his glorious appearing, it's going to be on us. You didn't think you were going to get out of this without a fight, did you? Huh? Oh, I'll just be raptured up. I won't see any of this trouble. You're going to get ruptured, not raptured. You're going to see all the trouble. That's why they call it a time of tribulation. And the saints, those that are saved, those that are in the remnant, are going to have to go through this, and you have to endure to the end, even unto death. What it says in scriptures. You're not going to get a free pass on this, folks. I know you don't want it to happen. It's repugnant to you. You don't want to do violence to anybody. You just want to be left alone. You want to. But they're not going to let you do that. That's the nature of these legitimizers of evil. They're not going to let you have peace. You know, come in peace, go in peace. Come not in peace, go in pieces. You're going to have to man up, toughen up, go into survival mode now before it hits the fan, because you will have no access to the necessities you're going to have after it hits the fan. In these last days, I have to teach a last days message. It is not pleasant. I don't like having to say this stuff. I don't like what's coming. But it doesn't matter what I like. It's still coming. And the wise among us are going to have to be prepared. I can only prepare for so much. I cannot prepare for 100 people. I don't have the wherewithal to do that. It's going to be up to each man and woman and child to get ready. If you have a family, you need to be able to take care of your family, because nobody else is going to be able to do it for you. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to do the labor and the work and suffer the hardship of doing it. This is not a game. It's not supposed to be fun. It's not a weekend adventure. It's going to be several years, perhaps, of very hard, dangerous, starvation-level time. They're going to destroy everything. All these rains, the crops are getting wiped out this year. There's going to be food shortages. I was just looking at a guy's channel, and he's describing all the destruction of the farm and croplands, and he's giving good, legitimate information farming techniques, etc., etc. He's called himself the militant farmer. And if you can look that up, I suggest you watch some of his stuff. He's not a doom and gloomer. He's a real prepper that you need to get things ready and prepare your family for these nasty things that are going to be happening. And it's going to be nasty. I'm not going to give you a rose-colored, oh, they're just going to swoop down and save us all. No, we're going to have to fight. Boy, that's nasty. I just, you know, man, don't like that. Well, I don't like it either. Okay. I don't want to see harm come to any of our people. But they're going to bring it to us. We're not going to initiate it, but we're going to have to defend against it. And yeah, that really is a bummer, okay? It saddens us, because mostly we're peaceful people. We don't seek out violence. But what do you do when violence seeks you out? When some stranger, some evil person threatens your family? Oh, well, there's nothing I can do. Well, then your family's toast. And you see the evil that's being done to our people, the rapes and the murders. Brothers and sisters, it's time to get ready. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer, but there's a time to face reality. If you look around, you can see it and smell it coming. Well, that about wraps it up for today. I'm gonna play a little song, and I'll do a little comedy thing here by Carl Klang. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and keep the faith, brothers and sisters. Praise Yahweh.
As Mrs. and Mr. America fret, they huddle around their TV set, they worry and they sweat. They're thinking I'm the enemy, the one they need to get, because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist, cause I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skiddies who realize it was the who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way, cause they don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy vey. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist.
I just want to get the job done.
To know the truth, but all he gets is phony news. His state of mind is captured by the mouth's opposing views. His only guarantee is that he shouldn't be amused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And that doesn't
but you'll never see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song?
I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and